Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, narrated by Frank Muller. This work was first published in 1859. This recording is copyrighted 1986 by Recorded Books. Charles Dickens, in A Tale of Two Cities, brings vividly to life the desperate world of the French Revolution. With dramatic eloquence, he depicts a time of terror and treason and of starving people rising in frenzy and hate to overthrow a corrupt and decadent regime. And now, A Tale of Two Cities.
Book the First, Recalled to Life. 1. The Period. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven, we were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a plain face on the throne of England. There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a fair face on the throne of France. In both countries it was clearer than crystal to the lords of the state preserves of loaves and fishes that things in general were settled forever.